This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world is racing to contain a new coronavirus variant that is potentially more dangerous than the one that has fueled waves of infection on nearly every continent. A World Health Organization panel Friday named the variant Omicron and classified it as a highly transmissible virus of concern. That's the same category that includes the Delta variant. Much of the world imposed immediate travel bans on visitors from southern Africa, where the new variant was discovered. The U.S. is putting its travel limits into effect Monday. The White House says agencies and airlines need the time to put the restrictions into effect. U.S. health officials say Merck's experimental COVID-19 pill is effective, but they raise questions about its safety during pregnancy. The Food and Drug Administration posted its review Friday ahead of public meetings next week, where outside experts will debate the drug's benefits and risks. If FDA authorizes the drug, it will be the first pill for U.S. patients infected with the virus. All FDA-authorized drugs currently used against coronavirus require an IV or injection. The FDA will ask its experts whether the drug's benefits outweigh its risk for various patient groups, including pregnant women. Russian authorities on Friday released the names of 51 people presumed dead after a devastating methane explosion in a coal mine in Siberia believed to be the deadliest since 2010. The list with names of 46 miners and 5 rescuers was published online by the government, and where the mine is located, authorities said initially reported 52 possible fatalities, but search teams on Friday found a survivor in what officials described as a miracle, a total